What I've talked about so far works well when we're only purchasing one asset. However, oftentimes we'll purchase assets in groups. This could be because a company went bankrupt and we're able to purchase multiple of their assets at a discount, or because a company is offering us some sort of discount for buying multiple things simultaneously. In either of these cases, we'll call this a basket purchase. When we do a basket purchase, we need to do three steps to figure out what the price of each of these assets will be on our books. The first step is to determine the market value of each asset, meaning what we would actually pay for the asset if we bought it by itself. The second step is to allocate a percentage of the basket to each of these assets based on the total market values of the assets and the individual market value of each of them. As you can see in the diagram below, we're going to divide the market value of each asset by the total market value of the basket in order to determine what percent of the basket will allocate to each of these. The third step is to allocate basket prices by these percentages. So we'll multiply the total cost of the basket by each asset's percentage to get the individual cost that will associate with each asset.